Chris, the comments made by LeVar Ball, haven't heard much from Lonzo Ball, but you wonder sometimes if players don't like some of the things family members say. And today, Gisele Bündchen appears on CBS This Morning with Charlie Rose and says, whether you can believe her or not, that Tom Brady has had concussions in the last year playing for the Patriots.
Yeah, that's not what you want to have get out there, especially for the NFL, and concussions are a pretty big crisis. It's funny that Lonzo actually turned down the NBA draft lottery invitation. He was invited there. Lonzo turned it down. So it kind of shows you how much different he is than the dad. You think the dad would turn down the opportunity to be on national television?
Maybe there was a string attached. You can come, but your dad can't.
I think they would. What has ESPN showed you about LeVar Ball and the fact that they want him on?
Yeah.
He brings eyeballs there. Fox Sports, the same thing.
But maybe the NBA doesn't want LeVar Ball.
And now Gisele typically hasn't said that many inflammatory things or hasn't really made headlines too much about, you know, saying things about Tom Brady's career. So this is one of the rare opportunities that you hear something like that. I think at one point she said, like, Wes Welker should have caught a pass in a Super Bowl that Tom Brady threw, and he didn't end up catching that pass, and it might have cost him the game. So that was pretty much the most you've ever heard from her. And even that, you were, if you're Tom Brady, you're probably like, I don't know if I necessarily want the headline out there, Tom Brady's wife criticizes one of Tom Brady's receivers, because now all of a sudden you have to do some mending of fences that you may not have wanted to do otherwise.
Last year in the championship series, the NBA, Ayesha Curry said NBA games were rigged. You think the statement of the rigged would cause the NBA and Curry more problems, or the statement that Tom Brady's had concussions despite the fact that he's never been listed as having one would be more problematic?
Well, you can't have the wife of the star player saying the game's rigged. Like, that can't happen. Like, that's the most problematic thing here. As big of a problem as concussions are for the NFL, I think if there was a crisis out there that the games were rigged, that probably would take the number one spot over concussions.
But I think, I will speak for myself, I believe that Bunchen's comment has more chance to be right than Curry's comment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think she would maybe know if Tom Brady was concussed. I don't think Ayesha Curry is getting the memos from Adam Silver about, you know, you know what, we want to tweak this game into the Cavs' favor. So, Ayesha, we'll let you be the first one to know that. See, I see the point there. And maybe Giselle's comments has more credibility to it. But still, I think the wife of the star player in the league saying that the game is rigged is a more problematic thing for your sport than saying that somebody had an unreported concussion.
And then there's also a question of if what she is viewing as a concussion really a concussion too.
Yeah, there's that. I would, if she said it's true, then who am I to doubt that?
Right.
That it was the case. And I don't know if Tom Brady is going to say anything to refute this or not, but the NFL does have a big problem with concussions. And I'm sure this doesn't help the issue. And you know, the NFL's invested a lot, whether it's the independent doctors on the sidelines or the people upstairs who can literally call down to the sidelines and say, this person needs to be evaluated and taken out the game because he got hit hard and it looks like he might have a concussion, so we're going to need to check on him. The NFL has invested a lot in this. So if, you know, Tom Brady can get the benefit of, well, he got a concussion and he didn't have to come out of the game, I'm sure there's going to be other players who are going to try to hide their concussions too, because they feel like they're important to their team and they don't want to miss any plays. And you hear all the stories anyway about players trying to hide their concussions symptoms from the team. I think this would lend a little bit more credence to it and saying, I'm not trying to miss plays. Then you'll end up missing paychecks, because if you're somebody who has a reputation of getting concussions and missing time, you're not going to be on an NFL roster, because what's the saying? Availability the best is the best ability. So if you're not available, then you're not going to get paid.
I think it's tough when you have family members, and I don't mean just wife, but parents, kids, you can't control them. I mean, you can ask them not to say something. You can encourage them not to do something. And hopefully, maybe they think, you know, you're bringing a lot of money to the family and you don't want to, they don't want to cause you any trouble. But I think reining in somebody that's a family member is much more difficult than reining in an agent, or reining in a business manager or somebody like that, you can fire them.
Yeah, even like a brother and sister is one thing, or a cousin. I feel like it's easier to tell them to fall back. But when it comes to your parents, that's when people criticize like Lonzo and saying, well, like, why doesn't he tell his dad to fall back? He's costing him millions of dollars. I'm like,
he's what, 19, 20 years old tops?
Mm-hmm, 19.
And I don't know too many 19-year-olds are going to tell their parents
to shut up. Like my mom will still say, I'll climb on a ladder to beat your butt if I have to. So like that's just kind of how it works. Like, as a kid, you don't – maybe you can, and maybe you get to the point where you turn into LeBron James. Remember LeBron in a playoff game, his first tour with the Cavs against the Celtics. His mom was near the front row and getting into a scuffle with some Celtics members, and LeBron said to his mom, sit, yo, beep down. Which I just thought that was the most uncomfortable thing that I think I've ever seen on a court, is that a player telling his mom to sit your beep down. Like, I don't know how we could even accept that as being something that's cool on television. Like, you can't disrespect your parents like that. So, like, do you think you can get LaVar Ball to shut up?
No. I don't
what
think,
about
well,
his
no,
personality no. says, like, he's going to listen to Lonzo even if Lonzo told him to try to shut up? So, like, to blame Lonzo for the outspokenness of his dad, I just think is silly, and maybe it's something you have to live with, but is this really something that's consequential? When is there an example of something that is literally consequential? Because I still think LeVar is going to say whatever he wants to say. Lonzo's going to be the number two pick in the draft, and it's going to come down to whether Lonzo can ball or not.
Chris Benson, a pitcher, early 2000s, top pick out of Clemson, was traded twice because of his wife.
I mean, was he traded because of his wife, or was he traded?
He was traded because his wife was outspoken. He was traded because his wife would blast the team. He was traded because his wife, who ended up serving time for basically trying to injure him, hurt him when they were going to have a divorce, basically she torpedoed his ability to stay with certain teams.
Okay,
wife was nuts. Anna Benson. She spoke out about their bedroom life, if you will.
Yeah.
That they didn't like, the teams didn't like. And then she blasted the Mets general manager for wanting to put together an all-Latin team. It was pretty descriptive of that. And she posed a lot of times. And that's the one time for sure that I can say that a wife hurt the player's career.
I'm looking at a dude who was 70-75 with a 4.42 ERA. Like, if he was at a point where he was an indispensable player, you'd think he would have been dealt. Like,
the problem is that he was too much. She was too much baggage for what he was bringing to the table,
and he wasn't bringing much to the table. So that was the primary concern. There is that. Well, if you're an average player, I guess it becomes more of a concern, and that's what I go.
But he was not supposed to be an average player. I think they also viewed her as a negative to him, and blaming her for some of those numbers.
Well, when was he ever good?
He was a top pick out of Clemson.
When was he ever good? He was 11-14 with a 4.07 his first year. Next year, he got to 3.85. And this is in the National League, too, so you got to keep in mind, mm-hmm. you're not talking DH here. 4.70, 4.97. Like, he was never good. Like, he was never exceptional. If Lonzo Ball is balls, he's fine. McNabb's mom was a little outspoken, had her commercials. That's what Donovan McNabb balled, so nothing happened. Like, there was no consequence for the parents mm-hmm. being outspoken. So I do think, like, no matter what, it comes down to whether the player can play. Brett Grimes keeps getting work because he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty good cornerback, despite whatever Miko Grimes wants to do on Instagram or wants to light up teammates. Brett Grimes keeps getting work because he's a pretty good cornerback.
So what you're saying is, if you have relatives that are outspoken, colorful, get you in trouble, you better be good because you got to overcome them.
Yeah, better be good. And guess what? Even if you don't have people like that, you're still got to be good, or else teams are going to trade you or get rid of you. That's how sports works. Typically, if you're not good, you're going to get traded or going to get cut, released on a different team. Something's going to happen to you.
I think if you were a college recruiter, or if I was a college recruiter, and I felt that there was a parent out there, parents out there, that were a pain in the butt during recruiting, and I thought they were going to continue to be a pain in the butt. If I had two people of equal talent, I'm recruiting the other guy.
So you would pick, if you had them even,
Right.
Fultz versus Lonzo. You would pick Fultz, and the tiebreaker would be the dad.
Would be the dad.
See, I'm not going to let him influence my decisions on talent. I'm going to find the basketball reason that I like one over the other and going to base my pick on that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let the dad take me out of a prospect who I think might be a little bit more talented. I'm just not going to do it.
I didn't say more talented. I said if somebody was even.
Well, you're going to find a tiebreaker that isn't parents. Find a tiebreaker that's somewhere. Free throw shooting, three-point shooting. Find one on the court.
But I know in college that has to be a negative. If you meet some parents that you don't like, you want to run away from them as far as possible.